The following program is brought to you by Total Theater Online. The views expressed do not necessarily represent those of the staff or management of WGBB. You're listening to the station that serves your community, 1240 WGBB. And now it's time for Dave's Gone By with David Lefkowitz.
Well, there goes the Daverhood. Welcome, everybody, to Dave's Gone By, an hour of music, talk radio, and comedy brought to you each week by Total Theater on this station that you're listening to, AM 1240 WGBB Freeport, and live streaming audio on davesgoneby.com. It's Thursday, July 29th, Coronation Day for John Kerry at the Democratic National Convention in Boston. They've been leading up to this all week, trying to show a unified front, trying to have a positive message because Americans are a little tired of negativity and bush bashing. Well, some Americans are tired of it. People can bush bash all they want, in my opinion. The surprise for me is that the three major networks did not cover most of the convention. I mean, they reported it on the news, and they sent correspondents there for the pre-show. But the actual primetime convention was shown only on the cable networks. Not that I watched any of it. We're long past the days when political conventions were a dogfight, and you weren't 100% sure till the delegates were halfway counted whom the clear winner would be. But this year, of course, the Dems are desperate to be one big happy family, everybody working together to chop down the ugly bush that's tangled itself around the White House. Why, we couldn't get the Democratic convention in New York, and Boston get the Republicans is beyond me. It's going to be fun trying to navigate Manhattan at the end of August. Officials are worried about terrorism, so they're closing off all but two entrances and exits in Penn Station, which means if there is a terrorist incident at Madison Square Garden, it'll take an extra half hour for everybody to escape. It's like when you take subways on weekends, and half the staircases going up lead only to closed gates, and nobody tells you that the egress is off-limits until you've already schlepped up the stairs. And I always see people walking down dejectedly, bitterly shaking their heads and wondering where the hell should they go, and they don't bother to tell you that the exit is closed because they're so pissed off they had to climb the stairs, so why shouldn't you? New Yorkers are the most helpful people on earth, but don't deny them their little bit of schadenfreude as well. Anyway, I'm sure lots of people are taking the Republican convention week off or working from home just so they don't have to deal with detours, spot checks, crazy protesters, and overeager cops. And while New York should be proud that 3 years after 9/11, we're well enough and robust enough to host a huge political event, it really is insulting of George Bush and company to waltz into this town, of all places, and beg for four more years. There are plenty of music halls and convention centers in Dallas, Houston, down south, but to invade the place that was invaded on your watch, George, and then to underfund New York on money for anti-terrorism and homeland security, Mayor Bloomberg himself, just last week, he blasted the administration's funding priorities, saying, quote, "It is nothing short of scandalous that New York City and New York State still rank almost at the very bottom of anti-terrorism funding," unquote. I mean, let's face it, there's so much to blow up in Wyoming. Somewhere in Saudi Arabia, there's a bunch of Shiite radicals thinking, hey, there's a record store in North Dakota that's right next to a Kinko's. We can light them both out with one biplane. So, honestly, I don't think George Bush and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld are welcome here. And I hope there are lots and lots of protests. Orderly, but eccentric and really angry. And if there really is a liberal media bias, as so many conservatives claim, then the nightly news should be filled with these protests, right? Any three people holding up a sign and wearing a Redefeat Bush t-shirt should get FaceTime on Eyewitness News, huh? We'll see about that. I do hope John Ashcroft gives us a rockin' rendition of Let the Eagle Soar. He can show those American Idol upstarts a thing or two about selling a lousy song, because, you know, that's what these things are really about. It's American Idol for politics. who's got the better packaging, who delivers the wittiest speech with the most panache. And there is a hint of The Apprentice, too, which team supports each other the best. The ragtag Let's Put Our Bickering Behind Us Democrats or the Old Boy Network Republicans. Which candidate turns on the TV November 5th to hear you're fired or you're hired or, God forbid, you're rehired? In some ways, of course, it's also America's top model. Will John Kerry's craggy Mount Rushmore looks and John Edwards' southern charm win out over the modern maturity crispness of Bush and Cheney? Then again, these all being politicians, the closest reality show is really Last Comic Standing, except nobody's actually funny, especially if Bush gets back in office and we get 4 more years of Fear Factor. But you have nothing to fear here tonight on this episode of Days Gone By, because we have a fun show for you, as always, I dare say. And who am I to dare say that? I'm Dave. Dave Lefkowitz, radio personality, theater critic, humorist, and journalist, bringing you smart talk, special talk, silly talk, and music every Thursday at 7. And tonight's program is titled A Distant Star, named in honor of our special guest, Dustin Ehrlich. Dustin is an old friend going back to my high school days. We were briefly in a band together and also had a mutual friend in common, Dustin's brother, George, whom I've spoken of on this program. We lost George last year, but Dustin is very much with us and starting to make his mark in the music biz. He's a jazz guitarist, and his influences include John Abercrombie, John McLaughlin, Keith Jarrett. He's even studied with Sal Salvador and Mark Stefani. And before you say, well, I'm not really into modern jazz or any of that Kenny G stuff, which is exactly what I would say, give a listen to Dustin. It's different. It's quite mellow, very new agey, but still with roots in everything from Charlie Christian to Miles Davis. We'll hear Dustin live and play a cut or two from his brand new CD, A Distant Star, which is available from Dustin's website, DustinErlich.com. More about that and about Dustin's life, from the old days growing up on the South Shore of Long Island to the middle days of becoming a professional musician to the new days of being recognized in the field. In fact, the September issue of 20th Century Guitar magazine has a feature on Dustin 4 months after they gave his CD a rave in their review pages. So keep it here for Dustin Ehrlich in the second half of our program. But before that, we'll have our weekly feature Inside Broadway, telling you everything about the New York theater scene. Tonight, we'll be talking about a major Broadway revival of an Arthur Miller play, the one concerning his relationship with Marilyn Monroe. We'll also wish happy birthday to 2 fun musicals. Which ones? You'll have to stay tuned to find out. And if you're the home-fix-it type, the do-it-yourselfer, you're going to want to stay tuned for another special visitor all the way from Sweden. He's an expert on tiling and regrouting around your bathtub. Professor Joni Hootenanny is here, and you'll never look at sealant the same way again. Music, the arts, comedy, that's what we do here on Days Gone By. Fun for everyone. Well, everyone old enough to listen, which is why we remind listeners that Days Gone By is rated DGB-13. It's like the movie's PG-13, only you can't see the brief nudity. And we'll tear the top off this episode of Days Gone By after 3 messages, the first of which goes just like this. Italian, Italian, Chinese, pizza, diner, Italian. You'd figure Long Island would have a wider selection. At least, there's a really good Indian place, the Tandoor Grill, 222 Sunrise Highway in Rockville Center, entrees of chicken, fish, lamb, vegetarian, and if you mention Dave's Gone By, you get 10% off the bill. Open daily for lunch and dinner, the Tandoor Grill, 516-766-4440. Something different, something good.
My God, the wedding is next month. We need flyers, invitations, booklets. Irving, we are screwed.
No, we're not, Pearl. We'll just go to Hewlett Minuteman Press.
Hewlett Minuteman? What can they do?
Printing, engraving.
Really?
Letterhead, souvenirs.
Wonderful! Are they still at 1315 Broadway in Hewlett?
Yep, 516-569-5577.
Well, stop dawdling. Let's go.
Yes, dear. Day after the wedding, I kill her. On the radio, ooh, ooh, on the radio, ooh.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm just so jazzed about the shows WGBB plays on the weekends. There's more to the station than Dave's Gone By.
What, like a single show with Bonnie D. Graham?
Right. Long Island's Dating, Friday nights at 6 o'clock. Interviews, advice, it's fun.
I don't know, I'd rather hear music.
Well, then you should tune into the Mr. Redman Music Show.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Redman. He plays all these unsigned Long Island rock bands every Saturday night from 7:30 to 9.
Mm.
He even has a top 10 countdown.
Is he funny?
Well, he tries to be.
Because the guys after him, Mikey and Jimmy, they're pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, they do a comedy team zoo kind of thing. The Mikey and Jimmy Show, 9 to 10 on Saturdays.
What about Sunday nights? Anything good on then?
Like, duh, Joe Salzone, 7 o'clock.
Ah, he's that political conservative guy. What is he, like, 20?
Yeah, still young enough to have an open mind and a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, four different shows for you to listen to on the weekend. Long Island's Dating, Fridays at 6.
Mr. Redman, Saturdays at 7:30, followed by Mikey and Jimmy at 9.
And Joe Salzone, 7 p.m. on Sundays.
Well, that's a lot of good shows.
Sing it with me now.
On the radio, ooh, on the radio, ooh, on the radio.
Inside Broadway, brought to you by Total Theater's Performing Arts Insider, your everything theater guide.
It's pretty amazing to think that one of the top three playwrights in the history of the American theater is still alive and writing. Arthur Miller, 88 years old, and going through a creative spurt that would be the envy of dramatists half his age. A revised version of Resurrection Blues, a very cynical, wild satire, played last season in San Diego. He's got a brand new play, Finishing the Picture, opening this season at the Goodman Theater in Chicago. And tonight, on Broadway, the Roundabout Theater Company opens a rare revival of Miller's semi-autobiographical After the Fall. Now, pretty much any Arthur Miller play is going to be of historical interest, but this one always had a chorus of whispers around it because of its parallels to Miller's real-life marriage, Stormy and Doomed, to Marilyn Monroe. After the Fall is a memory play delving back into the unhappy life of a lawyer. He's had two failed marriages, the second one to a world-famous glamour queen. She's played by Carla Gugino of Spy Kids fame and the short-lived TV series Karen Sisko. Opposite her is Peter Krause of 6 Feet Under fame. I haven't seen this production of After the Fall yet, and I really don't know the play, but it does seem to follow a pattern that Miller comes back to repeatedly, especially later in his career. He'll start with a man at a crossroads in his life, and then go back in time in a fragmented, impressionistic way. Miller did this to surprisingly comic effect in The Ride Down Mount Morgan, and to really boring effect in Mr. Peter's Connections. Even the last scene in Death of a Salesman at the graveyard is kind of a summing up. Early word on After the Fall during previews has been mixed, but Carla Gugino's been getting raves and already seems a shoo-in for a Tony nomination, but I'm getting ahead of myself. The Broadway season has just begun, and there's 10 months to the next Tonys. Want to keep up on everything that's happening between then and now? Here's how. Subscribe to Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine, a bible of the industry for more than 60 years. Performing Arts Insider tells you when shows are opening, who's in them, what they're about, and whether they're worth your time and money. And if you are in the theater, television, or film industry, you need Performing Arts Insider's contact information for producers, managers, publicists, and agents. A one-year monthly subscription to Performing Arts Insider costs $160. Expensive, but worth it. Mention Dave's Gone By and get 20% off the regular price. That's $32 off, now through August 31st, 2004. Call 516-295-1511. Not yet ready to subscribe? Get a single issue of Performing Arts Insider for just $10, including postage and handling. That's a discount, too. Just order before the end of August, 516-295-1511, or visit TotalTheater.com and click on Performing Arts Insider. Makes a great gift for any occasion, including birthdays and anniversaries. And we've got a couple of Inside Broadway birthdays to celebrate tonight. First of all, happy one-year-old Avenue Q, the little show that could, opened at the John Golden Theater July 31st, 2003. Small budget, small cast, small scale. The show premiered the season before at Off-Broadway's Vineyard Theater. It proved to be so hip and fun and charming, producers just had to take a chance and move it uptown. Well, the risk paid off big, as the show recouped its investment. It then won Tony Awards for Best Book, Best Score, and Best Musical, beating out the more heavily favored Wicked. And the producing team behind Avenue Q had another surprise up their sleeve to rock the industry status quo. Instead of bringing their Tony Award-winning musical on tour in the usual way, they're skipping the bus and truck route and instead doing one single long-term run in Las Vegas. It's another gamble, but hey, where better to gamble than Vegas, right? And our second birthday show is Off-Broadway's I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, still running at the West Side Theater on West 43rd Street. It's also a small-scale musical, just four actors, no huge sets, no pyrotechnics. It's a review, with a bunch of comedy songs about dating and mating. The show opened on August 1st, 1996, and has since been seen in 150 other countries and played to more than 700,000 people off-Broadway alone. Not only that, 44 times during the run, a guy in the audience surprised his date by popping the question right there on stage. Mercifully, all 44 girlfriends said yes. I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change has run longer off-Broadway than Oklahoma, Hello Dolly, and My Fair Lady on Broadway. And the guys who wrote it? Their composer Jimmy Roberts and librettist Joe DiPietro. DiPietro will have more to celebrate this season. He's got a new musical coming to Broadway called All Shook Up. It takes the hits of Elvis Presley and works them into a whole new story, kind of like what Mamma Mia did for the songs of ABBA. Will audiences love the new show, think it's perfect, or want it to change? We'll keep you posted on Inside Broadway.
We've just been Inside Broadway from Performing Arts Insider and TotalTheater.com. Before you go to the box office, before you spend your hard-earned money on a Broadway show, do the research. With theater tickets topping $100, why not invest the time to see if you want to see it? Read Performing Arts Insider, your guide to all of New York theater, with timely listings, reviews, rumors, everything you need to know before you go. Performing Arts Insider. Single issues and subscriptions available from TotalTheater.com or call 516-295-1511. Hey, Dave's Gone By listeners, if you like hearing me, you'll love reading me even more, so hurry and get my book, Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World, filled with hilarious plays that were performed in New York, like King Solomon the Wise and Blind Date. 232 pages of Pure Dave, only $20 hardcover, $12 trade paperback. To get your copy, call 516-295-1511 or visit my website.
Welcome back to Dave's Gone By. Thanks for tuning in. You know, I am not what you would call a home fix-it guy. I'm a writer, comedian, I do stuff on the radio. And I've taught literature, I read books, I can think critically about a host of subjects. I'm not completely aphysical, I ride a bike, I play some tennis, and I can change the occasional light bulb if it isn't making a sizzling noise. If the television is acting up, I can hit the side of it with my hand in just the right way to hurt my hand. But as far as more involved physical and technical activity, that's really beyond me. I can't change a faucet, I don't chop firewood, My dad always took a lot of pride in being able to unclog a bathroom drain. He would sit on the floor for an hour with an unbent coat hanger pulling human hair and scum out of a hole in the tub. And I'm like, yeah, go dad. And in my head, I'm thinking, there's got to be some immigrant we can pay to do this. So there are a lot of pretty basic home decorating things that I could presumably do. I just don't want to deal with them. For example, for the past 6 months, it's been eminently clear that the grouting around our bathtub is worn away. If you aim the shower head in the wrong place, you start getting dripping that goes right into the basement. So we really need to regrout the tub. And my wife is a lot handier than I am. And she enjoys it. Her dad taught her a lot of hands-on tinkering, and she's wanted to redo the tub for ages. But she's extremely busy, and when she's not busy, she's exhausted and doesn't want to spend half a day scraping up old grout and then doing detail work with a trowel and caulking gun. So, I'm thinking about doing it myself, just to give her a break and get the job done. I mean, if the people on While You Were Out can do it, why not me, right? But as I said, this is not my general purview. I know sort of what to do, but I really wish I had some expert advice to guide me in the process. Well, just so happens, I was able to find someone, an expert on bathroom remodeling, and he said he would be happy to give me some tips on grouting the tub. And then I figured, wait a minute, let me share this. I'm sure many of you listening also have home repair projects you're procrastinating over. Why not give you the benefit of this guy's knowledge as well? So tonight, on the Dave's Gone By show, I'm going to welcome a special guest. He's been on once before discussing a very different topic. He's actually a musical scholar as well as a home maintenance expert. He's assistant chair of domestic repair at Sweden's Linköping Technical Institute, located in the suburbs of Linköping, Sweden. So get your notepads and toolkits ready. Please welcome my very special guest, Professor Joni Hootenanny. Handyman Joni, teach us what you know. Thank you, Dave. You know, there really is no greater secret to keeping your bathtub in tippy-toppy condition. Every 2 years, you need to scrape out the old and squeeze in the new. All around the tub, you can take the screwdriver and pull off the bad grout. Make sure the area is dry, so to be on the safe side, do not use the shower for 2 weeks before taking the grout out. I like to be extra safe, so I've done a shower for 3 weeks before doing this. Luckily, it's a job I can do alone, because no one will help me. Once you scrape up the crumbly old grout, you lay in the new, trimming off the excess and saving it for later. It's easy. And then a week later, you put on the seal. But you are only halfway done, because you have to do the rim around the tub also. This is where the doors are and where a lot of the leaky water goes. So, again, scrape, scrape, scrape. Clean up the area and then fill in. But this time, instead of grout, you have to use your caulk. C-A-U-L-K. Caulk. People say, Handyman Joni, what brand, what size, what color should my caulk be? I tell them, everybody has a different caulk. Some has a very, very small pink caulk. Some has a very big black caulk. You have to have the right caulk for you. If your caulk is too small, you won't be able to control it. If your caulk is too big, it just flops around in your hand. Most women prefer a bigger size caulk because it fits better in the hole. Men prefer a thick caulk, which keeps the hand from sliding off the end. Now, here is how to put your caulk in just the right places. Hold your caulk in front of you at a 45-degree angle and point the open end of your caulk at the open cavity. Now, very gently squeeze the head of your caulk. Don't be worried if nothing comes out.
Sometimes you have to grip or pump or stroke your cock to get a result. Just go slow. You don't want to spurt all over the place. The last thing you want to do is waste 10 minutes wiping sticky goo off your tool. Now, you need to lay your cock down evenly over the surface. Rub the head of your cock gently against the rim. If your cock is too soft and squishy, get someone to blow on it to make it more firm. A good blow job can harden your cock at no time. But if your cock is too stiff, it's very tough to concentrate on what you're doing. So, you need to make a little softer by soaking it in warm water. Get a friend or family member to soak your cock for you. Only if you are very experienced should you try to soak your own cock. Cock soaking is a very difficult skill. Now, after you finish squeezing your cock dry, it's important to clean up the mess you make. You don't want young children playing with your cock, as this could traumatize them, and make sure you hide your cock when you're not using it. Tell your children, don't touch anybody's cock, even if they want you to. Don't ever eat cock, no matter how good it looks. You could choke on it. Don't let anyone's cock get inside you. Well, I wanted to thank Dave for letting me talk about cock on the radio. For more information and lots of full-color pictures, please buy my book, You and Your Cock. It shows you how to make the most of your cock, big or small. This is Handyman Yoni wishing you the three most important things in home repair: preparation, safety, and Kleenex. And remember, be good to your cock, and your cock will be good to you. Thank you.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, girls, gather round, because of what I'm putting down. Come on, baby, I'm your handyman. I'm not the kind that use a pencil or roll. I'm handy with a lot of I'm no fool. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. Broken hearts need repair. I'm the one to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come running to me. Here is the main thing I wanna say. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come, come on. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come, come on, come on, come, come on. Fix garbage disposal, I'll fix your shower door, I'll change your furnace filter, I'll change your lock, I'll fix everything, I'll fix your roof, hey baby, your shampoo, I'll mow your lawn for you. I'll make your bed. I'm your handyman!
And now, a word from our sponsor. Come on. We're waiting. Come on. Tell us about your wonderful product. Convince us to use your helpful professional service. Encourage us to shop or eat or patronize your establishment. Well, what are you waiting for? It's a great time slot, a radio station that reaches thousands all over Long Island, thousands more on the Internet, and a radio show people listen to, pay attention to, week after week. All that's missing is your message. So if you have a product, event, or service, don't blow your budget on overpriced print media or bad promotions. Use this time on this show. Advertise on Dave's Gone By. To get a piece of the Dave, call 516-295-1511, 295-1511, or email davesgoneby@aol.com. And now a word from you. These are the Daves, my friend, the perfect radio blend of comedy, talk, radio, and more. Yes, these are the Daves. More than 60 complete episodes of Daves Gone By, all on compact disc for your listening pleasure. Got a long drive home? Pop in a Dave. In the mood for a funny sketch or a fun interview, pop in a Dave. All CDs come in jewel cases with covers and photos and track listings, just $14 per CD, and that includes shipping and handling. Throw in another dollar, and I'll personally autograph the cover. If you're not sure which show to pick, just visit the Dave's Gone By website or email davesgoneby@aol.com and ask for the CD list. Audio cassettes are available, too, so start your collection today. These are the Daves, my friend. Makes a great gift to send. Give them a try if you love Daves Gone By. What you're listening to is a song called The Empty Mirror off a CD called A Distant Star, and every instrument that you're hearing is played by one and the same person. His name is Dustin Ehrlich, and making a bit of a name for himself in jazz guitar circles. Finally, as I said, just released this new CD. Again, it's called A Distant Star, and he probably will be a star one day, and he's not distant at the moment. He's actually with us in the studio, and also proud to say he's an old friend from my high school days. I think we were even in a band together, so it's kind of neat to bring back old ties and see how he's doing and how the music business is treating him and how he's treating the music business. And so, please welcome to the neighborhood, Dustin Ehrlich.
It's great to be here, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah, it's so good to see you. So good. We go back, what, 25 years, something like that?
In that range, 25 years. It's a lot of years.
So how was it growing up on Long Island in the South Shore, being a musical kind of a kid?
You know, to tell you the truth, it was a lot of fun because I was able to play music and share a lot of creative times with people like you. You're also musical. And all the people who we knew who were talented, it was great that way.
What band were you in that was part of what I was in and that we were doing?
The band called The Moist Cheap.
You were in, but you weren't.
I was in the Moishe for a very brief period of time because I was 13 years old. Mm-hmm. And obviously very honored to be selected as the bassist for that band.
And right. I'll tell a little bit about the band. It was a comedy rock band patterned after mainly Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. It was the idea that rock could still really rock out and also be funny, which has later been taken on by such things as Tenacious D and a whole bunch of other bands. But we were really trying to be, after Zappa, the second realm of being completely zany, but still having real good musicians and good songs. So it was myself, I was one of the songwriters, Scott Rogalitz, the wonderful Wenig brothers, whom I'm seeing around town these days. And also, you were there, but just for a brief moment.
That's true. What happened was, like I said, it was very flattering to be selected and everything, because you guys were considerably older than me at the time. And back then, the years really make a difference.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking like a year or two older, but yeah.
Maybe more than that, actually. Because like, you must have been 17 or 18, and I was 13.
Okay, yeah.
So, anyway.
But the molestation didn't happen until you were almost like 17, right? Or
that's true.
Yeah. Okay.
That's an official joke, folks. But, actually, what happened was, since the rehearsals were late at night and in Queens, the ones that I'd gone to, my parents forbade me, that's the word, to continue playing with you guys because of it was interfering with my schoolwork.
Well, the funny thing, we were such normal kids. I mean, a couple of the guys, okay, were playing at being, you know, adult, and there was some smoking going on and some drinking and stuff, but we were very, very straight kids.
Oh, absolutely.
And yet two people in the bands, we had one who, you know, was too young and the mother wouldn't, like, stay up late at night. We had another guy who ended up turning born-again Christian on us.
Who's that?
That was one of our drummers. I remember the name. I'm not going to say it on the air.
Oh, okay, sure.
He was a very nice guy, very mellow, and he was a good drummer. And then one time, you know, you're saying things about sheep and you're talking about certain subjects in your song. I can't do this. You know, you guys are just wrong.
And you were.
And we buried him in a satanic ritual.
They'll never find the corpse. Quicklime. Quicklime is the answer.
Quicklime is the but going from those early years of like wanting to make sure. Big that we didn't. You know, we gave up too quick, I thought.
Sure.
But, you really pursued it, though. I mean, you took guitar very, very seriously. And what happened? How did that, you know?
Well, I continued with music throughout high school and played with the local jazz band, studied in a local music school, Stecker & Horowitz School of the Arts, which, coincidentally, since we're talking about this, I was walking down around Fifth Avenue the other day, and I saw two gentlemen who I recognized from their picture over the mantelpiece at that music school. And I said, excuse me, I know you, you're Stecker & Horowitz. And they looked identical, they turned to me and they said, you were a bass player, you had long hair, and you had an interesting looking beard. And I said, my God, you remember me 25 years later. And they were so happy to see me, and I was so happy to see them. And it was you guys had such a great music school, it was a beautiful experience, it was my teachers, they were fantastic. So just through the encouragement and enthusiasm surrounding music then, I continued with music in college. Played with a bunch of different bands, and after college continued, and here we are today. I've just been plugging away at my own material. And
well, you've also studied with some fairly well-known, in jazz guitar circles.
That's true.
Some fairly known people, such as...
That's true. I studied with Sal Salvador for a bit back in the early 90s, around 93 or so. And I studied with... that was in New York.
Didn't America attack Sal Salvador at one point?
That's true. And he fought back using his guitar.
The weapon that kills fascists, the guitar.
It was a camouflage guitar.
Right.
But and I also studied with Mark Stefani before that, who's a San Francisco guitar teacher, who's pretty well known also. So those were great experiences also. You know.
Well, one of the things that we were doing while I was planning this interview with you is I asked you what you listened to, what music you were into, because the guys I was with and myself, we were all Dylan and, you know, the Bowie era and Zappa and rock and roll and think Tom Waits, stuff like that. And you almost drew a blank on all these things. And the list of influences and people that you listen to are so different. Who were they or are they?
Interesting. Back then, you know, when I was a teenager, I mostly listened to a lot of progressive rock stuff like Genesis, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I also listened to a lot of punk and hardcore, GBH, MDC, Motorhead, stuff like that, and some metal, Iron Maiden, etc. And but really was definitely more of a Genesis, Mike Rutherford kind of inspired, Greg Lake, bassist who also played guitar, because I played guitar also from the age of 13, guitar and bass. So that dual identity, if you want to call it that, fit, it really spoke to me. because I had that in me. So I continued with that model playing bass and guitar. And later on, got into jazz, first Charlie Parker through some of the stuff we did in school. And then later on in college, got very into Coltrane and also other jazz guitarists, Barney Kessel, Tal Farlow. And more after that, into John Abercrombie, Ralph Towner, Terry Ripdahl, some of the artists associated with the ECM sound. And that's
what
really
does that stand for? East Coast Music or what?
Well, it's probably the initials of the owner of the company, which is Manfred Eicher. So I don't know his middle name, but M-E is probably Manfred Eicher, and C probably has something to do with it, too.
Well, let's get to a little bit of music, because you have a CD out. Congratulations.
That's true. Thank you very much.
On which you play, like, all the instruments, like that Paul McCartney 2 record.
That's true. Thank you.
Everything, you know.
Thank
and you. Was that a conscious choice? You just didn't want to work with any other musicians, or you just went, hey, I can do this, and I want the sound to be just me?
Well, interestingly enough, I mean, as we've talked about my musical history, I've had a lot of different types of experiences. I played with some very good people, some people who maybe weren't so good or weren't as committed to the same direction that I had, and that's totally fine. So the time came when I'd been looking for people to play with, and it really came a point when I said, you know what, the quickest route to get to my destination, which is to get the first CD of my music out, is to do it myself, because I'm spending an awful lot of time looking for other people who are as committed to my goals as I am. And I can play these instruments, so why not do it myself? I know what I want to hear and what sounds good to me, so it was the easiest way to do it.
It does sound good. It sounds
thank you very much.
Really professional. It's a CD.
Thank you very much.
It's for real. It's called A Distant Star, and the track we're going to hear right now off the CD, you're going to play something live in a bit, but what's the track we're going to play?
The track we're going to play is called Clouds.
Well, we've been listening to Clouds from both sides now of Dustin Ehrlich, who's with me, jazz guitarist and rising musician. He's going to have a write-up in, 20th Century Guitarist magazine,
right,
coming up either in September or October, one of their upcoming issues.
That's right.
Are you playing clubs? Are you doing any of that?
I'm scheduled to play in a couple of clubs around Manhattan right now. I'm working with different booking agents. But I'm also started to record my second CD already, so I'm kind of busy with that and promoting this CD. So that's taken up all my time, really.
Is music your full-time career yet? Are you able to support yourself as a professional musician at this point? Have you done studio gigs or something like that?
Unfortunately, I'm not. I mean, I'm very focused on putting my own material out. I'm aware that there are other opportunities for people who want to play, club dates or weddings or whatever, and that's great for some people, and maybe I'll do that at some point, but right now, my goal is to focus entirely on my own original music and promoting that. So to that end, I do have a day job.
What do you do? I'm just curious.
Sure. I'm in the software business.
Oh, excellent.
Sure.
Any particular kind?
I basically was an application developer for many years, and now I'm moving more into the Unix realm.
So has that helped with editing music and doing things in the studio there, or is it completely a separate?
It's somewhat of a separate entity, but you can transfer over some general computer savvy in terms of knowing how to get around a machine, knowing how to set up a machine. I built my own computer specifically for music. So that's a huge deal, but those kinds of skills come in handy when you really are doing computer-based music, recording on your own in your own house.
Right. Well, Dustin Ehrlich, I wish we had a lot more time to talk, but then we couldn't play a whole lot of music, which is what we're going to do. You're going to play something for us live. And this is actually my favorite track on the album.
Thank you.
But I'm going to hear you do it, just you and guitar. By the way, what brand of guitar do you play? I'm supposed to ask this of real musicians.
Oh, sure. This is a Seagull, which is made in Canada.
A Seagull from Canada.
That's
okay.
True.
And what's the song?
This song is called Remember. Thank you.
hear a little more music from Dustin. But I do need to do some housekeeping before the end of the show. First and foremost, gotta give it up for our sponsors, Total Theater, and the invaluable theater magazine, Performing Arts Insider. Take advantage of those special offers I told you about earlier. 20% off a subscription, single issues only $10. Call 516-295-1511 or check TotalTheater.com. And thank you to Hewlett Minuteman Press, your one-stop shop for photocopying, printing, binding, engraving, eye gouging, and lip glossing, located at 1315 Broadway in Hewlett, open 5 days a week in the summer. Hewlett Minuteman Press. Mention Dave's Gone By and get a 10% discount. And whet your appetite at the Tonnoir Grill. Savory Indian food on the South Shore, 222 Sunrise Highway in Rockville Center. Breads, entrees, daily buffets, and a 300-seat Bollywood lounge for parties. 10% off the meal if you mention me. So check out their menu at TonnoirGrill.com. Not Tandoori. Tandoor, leave off the last I for Indialicious. And by the way, there are links to all these sponsors on my own website, davesgoneby.com. That's also the place to find out more about the history of the show, what we've done, the music we've played, plus our fantastically reasonable advertising and sponsorship rates. CDs of past shows on sale for only $14 a piece. Add a dollar if you want them personally autographed. Or buy my book, Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World. Short, funny plays that'll leave you giggling at the beach. And The Shadow Cast on You, by the book cover, will protect you against skin cancer. Or at least one rectangular patch of you. And hey, bring your radio to the beach, because not only can you listen to me, but there's a bunch of other shows on this station you ought to hear as well. Like The Instrumental Invasion, smooth jazz with Mike Shimeri every Tuesday night at 9. If you like some of the stuff you heard tonight, and also more traditional and contemporary light jazz, give it a listen. 9 p.m. Tuesday nights, The Instrumental Invasion. And Mr. Redman invades the airwaves every Saturday night at 7:30. 90 minutes of independent bands just about ready to break into the big time and major labels. Hear them on Mr. Redman's music show first, Saturday nights, followed by the raucous comedy of Mikey and Jimmy. From 9 to 10 Saturdays, they joke around, take phone calls, have bands on. It's a Saturday night rock block on WGBB, 7:30 to 10. And if your weekend dance card isn't exactly full, maybe it's time you checked out Long Island's Gaty, Fridays at 6. Hostess and comedian Bonnie Lee Graham does interviews and gives advice about life and dating and mating for singles. I also want to put in a word for Larry Davidson. He hosts WGBB Tonight, Thursday night at 6. He talks about all sorts of issues and has interviewed some heavy-duty people. 2 weeks ago, his guest was artist Peter Max, and he does literary events with authors like Susan Isaacs and Nelson DeMille. So Larry says a lot of nice things about me, often likening this show to a Prairie Home Companion, which is not a comparison I mind at all, whatever differences there may be in the tone of both programs. Anyway, thanks, Larry, and listen to him hosting WGBB Tonight, Thursdays at 6. And finally, Joe's back, Joe Salzone, back from his month-long vacation to host Your World with Joe Salzone, Sunday night at 7. It's a political talk and commentary program, fast-paced, conservative, but open-minded. Joe let me guest host a couple of the episodes while he was gone, and last week I was a guest debater, as opposed to a master debater, which co-host Steve Calzari took the reins. It's great to have Joe back, especially with the 2004 elections heading into the final sprint, so catch him back in the saddle this Sunday, 7 o'clock. Whew, this is turning into the promo show. Though I mustn't forget to promote myself and remind you that also on Sunday night, 9 o'clock, this episode of Dave's Gone By will be repeated on WGBB. Again, on the air and live streaming on the internet at davesgoneby.com. So if you came in the middle, or if you like the music and you want to hear it again, Sunday night, August 1st at 9. I know I promised that last week, and because of a last-minute schedule change, the rerun got bumped, but I think we're set for this week, so do listen in. And thanks for listening in tonight. Hope you enjoyed the show and my special guest, Dustin Ehrlich. We'll go out with a little more of Dustin's gentle music, but do hurry back here next week, August 5th, for the 88th episode of Dave's Gone By. Until then, don't miss your days going by. May all your repairmen be as handy as Yoni, and like Dustin, may you always be jazzed about something good. This is Dave Lefkowitz. Good night, wish upon a distant star, and gone by.